Devotees, and welcome to our another session based on important concepts of Bhagavad Gita. So let us start with some prayers. You can just fold your hands and you can chant with me if possible. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna to all the devotees, and today we have a very interesting session, that is Principles of Freedom. So today we'll understand from Bhagavad Gita, what is real freedom? And are we really free? So we'll understand this concept of freedom today. This session is dedicated to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who's the founder acharya of ISKCON, Hare Krishna movement. Just a minute, give me just 1 minute. So let us start our presentation. So we all take pride in our freedom. हम सभी लोग फ्री रहना चाहते हैं, correct? That is why we celebrate Independence Day, and like in India we celebrate Independence Day when India became free, or any other country we are. Everybody likes to celebrate freedom. But if we see our scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita and Vedas, there are a lot of regulations and restrictions in the scriptures. हमारे शास्त्रों में बहुत सारे restrictions बताए गए हैं। जैसे कि पहला restriction बताया गया है, no meat eating. Meat eating is strictly not allowed in the Vedas, in Bhagavad Gita. No illicit sex, sex which is outside marriage, illicit relationships are not allowed in Vedas. No intoxication, किसी भी प्रकार का नशा करना अलाउड नहीं है शास्त्रों में. No gambling, किसी भी प्रकार का जुआ खेलना, दिस इज नॉट अलाउड इन द वेदास इन भगवद गीता. सो क्वेश्चन कैन अराइज इन अवर माइंड, Why do scriptures choke our freedom? जनरली हम लोग जब बाहर लोगों से बात करते हैं कि हमारे शास्त्रों में बताया गया है दैट देर इज नो इंटॉक्सिकेशन, नो मीट ईटिंग, नो गैम्बलिंग, नो इलिसिट सेक्स, दीज थिंग्स आर नॉट अलाउड इन अवर स्क्रिप्चर्स. जनरली पीपल थिंक दैट ऑल दीज वेदास दे आर वेरी प्रिमिटिव इन देयर थिंकिंग. ऑल दिस भगवद गीता दे आर जस्ट चोकिंग अवर फ्रीडम. They are not allowing us to, you know, enjoy our real freedom. But let us understand, are all restrictions bad? क्या सब restrictions हमारे लिए अच्छे नहीं है? Actually, if we see in our day-to-day life, there are certain restrictions which allow one the opportunity to become truly free. क्या आप लोग कुछ examples बताना चाहेंगे? Anybody would like to share some examples in our day-to-day life where we go through some restrictions and which are good for us? Anybody would like to share? some examples, some restrictions which are there in our day-to-day life, which are good for us. Yes, Akshada.
Like protecting our environment and being respectful.
Okay, yes. To stop people exploiting resources, yes, that can be there. Okay, anything else? Anything else which we see around us, which is actually restricting our movement? So I will give you some example. Just like suppose there is one child who is trying to fly kite on the roof, and the roof is not having any, barricades, or there is no walls which are there surrounding. There is no boundary wall for that. So if the father is trying to stop that child from flying the kite, so the child may feel, oh, my father is restricting my freedom. But actually that father is trying to protect the child. Similarly, we have traffic light systems, traffic signals, correct? Suppose if we remove all the traffic lights from London, are why are you restricting? We are having so many cars in the city. Why are you restricting our movement? There should be no traffic lights. So kya hoga? What will happen? People will become free to move everywhere. But there can be some accidents which can make a person fully free from this body. Correct? So some restrictions may not be good for us. It may appear like that, but actually some restrictions are very important for us. So we see in our day-to-day life, there are restrictions which are imposed by our parents, government, or we talk about many other things which are there in our life, and they are imposing many restrictions in our life, which are good for us. But today, we see that our society is trying to become more permissive society, correct? हमें लगता है कि फ्रीडम का मतलब है कोई रिस्ट्रिक्शंस हमारी लाइफ में नहीं होने चाहिए. एंड टुडे स्पेशली द यंगर जनरेशन दे फील दैट फ्रीडम मींस दैट वी शुड बी एबल टू डू व्हाट एवर वी वांट. जो हमें चाहिए वो हमें कर लेना चाहिए, कोई रिस्ट्रिक्शन नहीं होना चाहिए लाइफ में. दैट इज कॉल्ड रियल फ्रीडम. यू कैन एक्सप्रेस योर सेल्फ फुली. So generally people ask these questions when we talk about scriptures, spiritual life, why should be there any restriction? Why should be there an institution like marriage, which restricts a man to associate with only one woman, his wife only? Why these kind of restrictions are there? Of course, today now things have become more free. Today in India also we have legalized living relationships. So people want that kind of freedom in their life. And then again, people ask this question from the scriptures, why should there be a restriction on eating certain foods? Because today, the concept of life is just do it. We like our life to be free. Whatever we want to do, we just be able to do that. So current philosophy of life is eat, drink, and be merry. Who has seen the next life? In fact, हमारे बॉलीवुड में there are many movies which are made like कल हो ना हो and many other things where they show that don't think about tomorrow. You don't know what is going to happen. Just enjoy your life today. Be in present. Enjoy your life. Don't think about future. No, who has seen your future? What is going to happen in future? So that is the life what people are trying to lead. Especially the younger generation, and they don't want to go through these restrictions of Vedas. Nobody likes to be restricted. So sometimes people think that the spiritual life is all about restrictions. This is not about enjoying our life. This is not about freedom. This is for somebody who is very primitive in his thinking. But yes, today we can enjoy our life by breaking all these principles. But even if we talk about our life on a material platform, all of us know that today there are so many health issues which are there in this world. because people are not taking care of some restrictions which are good for their even material health. And that is why they go to a doctor after some time. After enjoying their senses nicely, they go through some miseries and then they have to consult a doctor. But then, at that time, when we go to a doctor, we fully surrender ourselves to that doctor. उसके बाद जो भी डॉक्टर बोलता है हम लोग करते हैं. अगर हमें डॉक्टर बोलेगा कि नहीं आपको रात को टाइम पे सोना है, सुबह जल्दी उठना है, आपको यही फ्रूट्स खाने हैं, आपको यही वेजिटेबल्स लेना है, वी फॉलो दैट एवरीथिंग बिकॉज वी नो दैट इफ आई हैव टू सर्वाइव आई हैव टू फॉलो दिस डॉक्टर. सो जस्ट लाइक इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड देर आर सम डॉक्टर्स एंड वी नो दैट दे हैव स्पेंड देयर 10, 12 years in going through, you know, this medical science, and they have done a lot of research. They have understood this physical body, how this body works, what is good for health, what is not good for health. So we surrender ourselves to the doctor. We follow his prescription as it is. Similarly, we have to understand there are some saints, or we call them as acharyas or spiritual masters, who also have dedicated their entire life to understand what is good for our inner self, what is good for our soul, what is good for our real happiness, how we can achieve real happiness in this life. And they have dedicated their life for this research work. Just like we know about one of the acharyas as Vyasdevji. Vyasdev, he came 5,000 years back on this planet Earth and he wrote all the scriptures like Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, various Vedas, Bhagavatam, Purana, Upanishads. He has written many scriptures. So he has done a research on human life, that what is real, what is the real thing which can satisfy us. Savai pumsam paro dharmo यतो भक्तिर अधोक्षजे अहेतु की अप्रतिहता ययात्मा सुप्रसिद्धति. एक्चुअली इन भगवद गीता, जैसे कि हमने पहले सेशन में देखा था, वी आर नॉट दिस बॉडी. हम क्या हैं? हम स्पिरिट सोल हैं. और आत्मा कैसे सेटिस्फाई होगी? व्हेन द सोल इज एंगेज इन स्पिरिचुअल एक्टिविटीज. सोल कैन नॉट बी सेटिस्फाइड बाय मटेरियल एंगेजमेंट्स. सो अवर आचार्यस और all the gurus, spiritual masters who have dedicated their entire life for understanding what is, good for us, what is our real benefit, how we can advance in our spiritual life. They have recommended some rules and regulations. And if we follow these rules and regulations, we can achieve real peace and happiness. Today, all of us know, although there is a lot of material advancement which is happening in this world, but still, people are not happy. They are not peaceful. They are full of stress. There are a lot of distress. So many problems are there. So much of anxiety is there in this life. Why it is like that? Because we have understood only one part of our life. What is that? Our physical, what is our physical need? Hamari bodily requirement kya hai, wo hum log humne samjha hai. लेकिन हमारी आत्मा के लिए हमें क्या चाहिए? दैट वी हैव नॉट अंडरस्टूड टिल नाउ. व्हाट इज रिक्वायर्ड फॉर अवर सोल? दैट वी हैव नॉट अंडरस्टूड टिल नाउ. टिल द सोल इज नॉट सेटिस्फाइड, वी कैन नॉट बी हैप्पी एंड पीसफुल. सो दैट इज व्हाई ऑल दिस आचार्यस, दे हैव रेकमेंडेड सम फोर इंपॉर्टेंट रिस्ट्रिक्शंस इन अवर लाइफ. इफ यू फॉलो दिस रिस्ट्रिक्शंस, देन अ ह्यूमन बीइंग कैन अचीव रियल पीस एंड हैप्पीनेस इन हिज लाइफ. Although they may appear to be restricting our freedom, but if we follow these rules and regulations, we will achieve real peace and happiness in our life. Just like a child, parents may impose so many restrictions for a child. Correct? Child may like to eat anything. Child may like to go anywhere. But parents, they restrict his movement. They restrict him in many ways because parents know what is good for their child. Similarly, all these acharyas, they have mentioned that we have to follow these four important principles, we have to avoid these four sinful activities as mentioned in the scriptures, which includes non-vegetarian food, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex. These things are restricted in our Vedas. If we follow this, we can actually experience real peace and happiness. So these are the four pillars of sinful life: meat eating, gambling, intoxication, and illicit sex. अगर हम लोग धर्म का पालन करना चाहते हैं तो ये चार स्तंभ हैं पाप कर्म के जो हमें अवॉइड करने हैं अपनी लाइफ में. अगर हम ये चारों में से कोई भी पिलर तोड़ते हैं धर्म का, दैट मीन्स वी आर नॉट फॉलोइंग धर्म, वी आर नॉट प्रैक्टिसिंग रिलीजन, एनी रिलीजन वी टॉक अबाउट. वाई? बिकॉज वेन वी कमिट दिस फोर सिंपल एक्टिविटीज, we are actually breaking four pillars of dharma. What is that? Compassion and mercy, austerity, truthfulness, and cleanliness. If we commit four sinful activities, we will lose these four qualities in our life. These are the qualities which are found in human beings. मनुष्य में और जानवर में अंतर क्या है? मनुष्य में ये चार तरह की qualities होती हैं. कौन कौन सी है? कंपैशन, मर्सी, ऑस्टेरिटी, तपस्या करने की शक्ति, ट्रूथफुलनेस मतलब सत्य के रास्ते पे चलना, एंड क्लीननेस इंटरनल एंड एक्सटर्नल. नाउ लेट अस अंडरस्टैंड वन बाय वन हाउ दिस प्रिंसिपल्स आर वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर अस. सो नो मीट ईटिंग. व्हाई इट इज इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर अस? बिकॉज एज सून एज यू डू मीट ईटिंग, what happens? You lose one quality in your life of dharma, that is compassion and mercy. जो व्यक्ति मांस का सेवन करता है उसकी लाइफ में दया उसके हृदय से चली जाएगी. Today we don't have any compassion for animals. A day will come, we'll not have compassion even for human beings, which is actually happening in this world. I was speaking to one devotee. He was sharing that long time back, whenever you know people used to witness any road accident, something like that, people used to rush to that spot to save people, to help them. But today there is no compassion, mercy. Nobody bothers if somebody has fallen on the street or somebody is lying there. There is no compassion for others because people are engaging in this activity of meat eating. To cut the throat of a living animal, one must repress any natural inclination towards mercy. This is a very practical thing. If you want to kill any animal or you want to eat flesh of any animal, you have to lose this compassion, mercy. Otherwise, you cannot eat. You cannot kill any animal. So, this is a picture of Denmark. Denmark is a country of which is a member of European Union and supposed to be very rich in their civilization. But very few people know that in Denmark, there is a yearly festival in which the young Danish, they have to prove that they have become adults. And how they prove that? They enter in one river, which is there in Denmark, and they kill innocent dolphins. And they kill in hundreds, just brutally. They just go inside the river and they just kill all the dolphins, whoever is there. And why do they do that? Just to prove that they have become adults. Just to prove this thing, they have this festival and they are supposed to be very rich in their civilization. And what happens after that festival? This is a scene. Entire river becomes covered with blood of dolphins. Actually, dolphins are considered to be most gentle and friendliest species among all other animals. They don't harm even human, nothing. So this is what happens when we engage in meat eating. We lose compassion, mercy for others. We kill anybody. तो अगर इस तरह से हम लोग करेंगे तो क्या होगा? हमारा जो हृदय में जो दया है वो खत्म हो जाएगी. आज हम लोग जानवर को मार रहे हैं. अ डे विल कम will start killing human beings also. We'll kill. That day will come. In fact, I don't want to mention this thing, but there are some countries where people have even started consuming human flesh. So the things are becoming very worst in this world because people don't know where we are heading towards by killing animals. So Srimad Bhagavat mein bataya gaya hai, this is written by Vyas Dev Ji. This comes in one of the purports. First canto, 7th chapter, 37th verse. By encouraging animal slaughter, the whole atmosphere becomes polluted more and more by periodical war, pestilence, famine, and many such unwanted calamities. So Bhagavatam batati hai, jab tak animal slaughter hota rahega, is duniya mein ladaiyan chalti rahengi. So we can see today there are wars happening, Ukraine, Russia, Israel, this thing, everywhere, Syria. These wars will continue till we keep slaughtering animals because there is a karmic reaction which we have to face. So we see drought everywhere, famine, people are bereft of food, and there are not a lot of natural disasters which are increasing. And then there are terrorist attacks which are happening. Especially in India, a lot of terrorist attacks have happened. Now all over the world it is happening. Why these things are happening? Because this is a reaction to animal slaughter. Animal slaughter and world peace cannot exist together. This we have to clearly understand. Just like in slaughterhouses, we kill animals and we don't have any compassion. Tomorrow, we will all face reaction in the form of natural disasters, terrorist attacks, something. Nature will, you know, give us same reaction to us. So today people are talking about world peace. Everybody likes to be peaceful. They want peaceful world. They don't want fights. They don't want wars. But if we kill animals, if we give pain to so many living entities in this world, we have to go through miseries. Not only that, when we kill animals, we are also creating hunger problems in this world. Every 3.6 seconds, a person dies of hunger, and 75% of them are children. This is the reality of this world. Why it is happening like that? Because most of our farms, especially in the Western world, are used for killing animals. Just like 16 kgs of grain, if we are feeding some cows and bulls for getting their flesh, then we get only 1 kg of beef product by feeding a cow or a bull. But if we can feed directly those grains to human beings, we can actually feed 20 human beings instead of feeding 2 people. So in that sense, we are creating hunger problem by meat industry. And there are many other problems which are there in this world. Just like global warming and wastage of water. Many things which are connected with this slaughterhouses meat industry. So if you slaughter others, why should you be afraid of being slaughtered yourself? So, very important factor we have to understand. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. We may feel nobody is watching us. Oh, yeah. Who is watching us? Slaughterhouse, I'm killing the animals. Who is watching me? No. This entire Prakriti is designed in such a way, everything is being counted and there is an equal and opposite reaction which we have to face. We may think that nothing is happening in my life. I am very peaceful right now. Nothing is going to happen. No, nobody can escape actually in this world. Everything. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyete Sachara Charam. Ye jo puri Prakriti hai, Bhagwan ki disha mein kaam karti. Hame lagta hai ki hame koi dekh nahi raha hai. हमें लगता है देर आर नो लॉज विच आर एक्टिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड. देर आर लॉज. अगर हम लोग इस दुनिया में देखें, देर आर सो मेनी बिग बिग प्लैनेट्स विच आर मूविंग अराउंड द सन. इफ दे आर मूविंग सिस्टमैटिकली एवरीथिंग अंडर डायरेक्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड, हाउ कम वी एस्केप दिस लॉज ऑफ नेचर. अनदर वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट प्रिंसिपल इज कॉल्ड नो इंटॉक्सिकेशन. वाई इट इज इंपॉर्टेंट? सो इंटॉक्सिकेशन डिस्ट्रॉयज पिलर ऑफ एनीबडी वुड लाइक टू आंसर. I have shared 4 pillars which we are destroying by committing sinful activities. Meat eating destroys compassion and mercy. intoxication destroys. Anybody remembers the four pillars of dharma which we discussed? So intoxication destroys pillar of austerity, tapasya. Jo log intoxication karte hain, any kind of intoxication, smoking or drinking wine, all these things, what happens? They lose this quality of austerity. They cannot do tapasya. They cannot do austerity in their life. So we can see today, this is about India. 40% of India's road accidents occur because of drunk driving. So, of course, in London also, there may be many cases like this. So there are increasing reports of violence and death in families as a result of alcohol abuse. This is also very common in India, and of course, other parts of the world, this is happening because people lose, their intelligence, power of discrimination. Under the influence of alcohol, people lose their wisdom and it becomes a gateway for other bad influences. So Nim Hans, there is one professor, one psychiatrist, he has mentioned this thing. And this is a fact. हम लोग देख भी सकते हैं जो भी लोग भी अल्कोहल अब्यू कंज्यूम करते हैं बहुत ज्यादा दे लूज देयर इंटेलिजेंस पावर ऑफ डिस्क दे डोंट नो व्हाट इज हैपनिंग एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दिस मेनी बिग बिग सेलिब्रिटीज हैव लॉस्ट एवरीथिंग इन देयर लाइफ बिकॉज ऑफ दिस सो लॉन्ग टाइम बैक वी नो अबाउट एंड्रयू साइमंड्स ही वाज कॉट इन दिस सम एक्ट ऑफ हिम बिकॉज ऑफ टू मच he consumed alcohol and then he committed some violence. So like that, many cases are there. And in one cricket tournament, he broke some rules because he consumed a lot of alcohol. And drinking dulls the brain's ability to detect threats. This is also there. So this was an article in Times of India a long time back. More than 40% of youngsters in the age group of 15 to 20 indulge in premarital sex under the influence of alcohol. This is also reality of this world. A lot of youngsters, again, they go for different parties, college programs, and they indulge in this intoxication. Again, they lose their power of discrimination. So once so happened, there were some volunteers who were trying to teach some villagers why this intoxication is bad for health, why this consuming alcohol is not good for the health. So they kept a glass in front of all the villagers and they filled that glass with some whiskey and they took some worms and they dropped those worms in the glass. So these worms, they struggle in the glass and after some time, they all died. So these volunteers, they started asking all the villagers, what you understood after seeing this thing? So one villager raised his hand and he said that, sir, what we understood is if we drink every day one glass of whiskey, that will kill all the worms inside our stomach. We'll become very healthy. So like that. And most of the villagers were actually drinking every day. So we have to understand very important thing. If you search on Google and you try to find out benefits of meat eating, intoxication, you will get hundreds of research, papers, something you will get, some benefits you will get, material benefits. Because your brain is, very logical. You can apply your logic anywhere. That is a power you have. If you want to justify anything, you can apply your logic anywhere. But actually, this is not a solution for our problem. We have to apply our logics in the right direction. So, if you apply your logic in wrong direction, you will actually spoil your life. So today, there are many articles which says that meat eating is good for health. You will get protein. And consuming every day this much quantity of alcohol is good for health. All those things. There are many articles. Beer is good for health. Wine is this much. It is good for health. There's so many. You get vitamins. You get this thing. So many things are there which are being there. trying to prove this in a very logical way that these things are not bad for you. But we have to understand, we have to take guidance from somebody who knows this entire creation. And that person is God himself. Correct? He knows the entire creation. He can guide us what is good for us. So, sir, another of some facts. Worldwide, almost 5 million people die prematurely each year as a result of smoking. This is also by Cancer Society of India. So I met one person or who marketing department mein hai in a one cigarette company. So he said ki Prabhuji, our biggest budget in a year in our company is on marketing as compared to any other company. So then I asked him why it is like that. He said, Prabhuji, in our company, every year we lose our customers. Then I asked him, what is the meaning of losing customers? He said, cigarette is the only industry where we lose customers because they die prematurely. So we have to do, you know, very aggressive marketing so that we keep on making our customers. This is a mentality of cigarette, you know, industry. We can understand. They are not concerned about our health. They are not concerned how the people are dying because of smoking. They are only concerned about marketing skills. They are only concerned about how to get more customers. Because their customers are dying prematurely. They will not sustain for a long time with them. So this is the understanding which we have to see, that nobody in this world is concerned about our real welfare apart from God. Everybody is thinking about their self-interest. How can I get money from this person? How can I get something out of this person for my advancement, for my, you know, well-being? I am not concerned about anybody in this world. But there is only one person, that is God himself, because we all are his part and parcel. He only can think about our real welfare. India is a home to nearly 12 crore smokers. On an average, every tobacco user loses 15 years of life. Smoking is expected to kill 10 lakh people in India annually. And again, we lose lot of land because most of the land is utilized for all these cash crops, which are part of raw material. They are providing raw materials to cigarette companies. So cultivation of cash crops that yield intoxicants has usurped huge amounts of land that could be used to feed the world's hunger. So we are actually wasting a lot of land for cultivation of these cash crops. What is there inside one cigarette? There are 4,000 chemicals, 400 toxins, 19 known carcinogens, and tar. These things are there which goes inside the lungs of the person when he smokes. Smoking injuries to health. Around 99% of the people are addicted to smoking, are well aware of this fact, yet they smoke. Why? Correct? In fact, those who are smoking, they already know that it is not good for health. Even all the boxes of that, you know, cigarettes, there is mentioned, it is mentioned there clearly that smoking can cause cancer. But still people smoke. Why? Because this is not freedom. Actually, this is slavery to your uncontrolled senses. So, jo hum log freedom ki baat kar rahe hain, wo freedom nahi hai. Wo kya hai? Slavery hai. Jab hum log ye sab cheeze karte hain, we are actually becoming slaves of our mind and senses. We are not able to control our mind and senses. We become addicted to these things. So Bhagavatam mein kya bataya gaya? One who thinks that he has many enemies is an ignorant man. A person in knowledge knows that there are no enemies but those within oneself, the uncontrolled mind and senses. So your biggest enemy is not outside. Actually, in your body, you're carrying your biggest enemies, your mind and senses. So first thing is, you have to actually fight with your biggest enemy who is sitting in your body itself. Another principle is no gambling. Why no gambling? What happens? Anybody like to share? Which pillar we destroy by gambling? Only two pillars are left now. We have covered austerity and compassion, mercy. Another two pillars I shared with you. Gambling karne se kya hoga? Kya cheez chali aayegi hamari life se? So that is truthfulness. Jitna hum log gambling karenge, utna hamari life se truthfulness chali jayegi. Gambling happens to be the most popular of all sinful pursuits. Today, of course, we have online gambling also. There are many ways. So loss of mental equilibrium because of anxiety. Gambling mein kya hota hai? Anxiety badhti hai. To humara mental peace chala gaya. Actually, humari life kiske liye hai? For mental peace. Unless until you are not happy, unless until you are mentally peaceful, you cannot be happy. Suffering because of loss and increase of dishonesty and cheating. So, there are around $240 billion which are involved in this gambling. Of course, this has increased a lot now. So, in Las Vegas, there was one hospital. And in that hospital, in that what happened, that there was an ICU unit. And suddenly, there was increase in the death rate. So, all the doctors were curious that why this death rate has increased in our hospital, especially in ICU unit. So a lot of investigations were happening. There was police also was involved, and they were trying to figure out why people are dying in this hospital like this. So finally we found that there were two nurses and they were betting on patients who is going to live for a longer time. And if a nurse is losing her bet, she will just go inside the ICU unit and switch off the ventilator so that she can just win that bet. And like that, both the nurses, they killed many patients in that ICU unit. This is called gambling. A person can become addictive to any level, that he can take life of a person. So today gambling has taken people to a next level. They are ready to commit any crime. They are ready to kill anybody. Two MBA students held for kidnapping team. Why? Because they want to recover their losses in stock market. MBA students, they all are educated students. Stockbroker sets himself family on fire. This also we see, especially in India, very often. When they lose money in gambling, they just want to end their life. Finally, no illicit sex. Which pillar we destroy? Anybody would like to answer? Now only one pillar is left. So these connections, illicit sex destroys the pillar of, yes, Varunji has said rightly, cleanliness. Cleanliness at two levels, internal and external. Body level also, a person becomes very unclean, and internally also, thought level also. Extramarital affairs, one-night stands, living relations, etc. are considered very common in today's world, and this signifies freedom. But what are the repercussions? Actually, again, it is not freedom. It is slavery to your senses. You are not doing what you actually want to do. You are doing what your senses are asking you to do. 6 to 7 million abortions in a year in India. AIDS may spell a loss of over 16 million lives in India over the next 20 years. So, I'm in Mumbai and I met one doctor sometime back. So, he was practicing in Mumbai for a long time. But recently, he got shifted out of Mumbai. He went to some other city in Maharashtra. Then I asked him that why you left Mumbai and you know you had your own hospital, everything. So he said, Prabhuji, the way I'm seeing these AIDS cases in Mumbai, I cannot tolerate all these things. So I've shifted myself to some other city where people are more clean in their habits. This is a scenario in big cities in Mumbai, of course, all over the world, it is like that. More than 10% of criminal cases can be traced back to sexual cases. Rising rapes and murders, cops find silly excuses. So these things are there because a lot of rapes are happening in India because people don't have control. They are all illicit activities which are happening in the world. A lot of unmarried girls walk in and most of them are still in college. One of them was as young as 13. And what they're walking for? Some pills for abortion. Teen sex and the city. So there is increase in teen pregnancies today. Teenagers are getting into different this thing. And there are a lot of sinful activities which are happening. Techie kills wife, hangs himself. Motive said to be her extramarital affair. So this is all because of illicit connections which are happening in this world. And this signifies our freedom. And we all know about Tiger Woods, you know, famous golfer. But he lost everything just because, again, illicit connection. So just a minute, I will just see if I can share one video with you. So there is a video on YouTube. I'm not able to play that, in which Tiger Woods, he accepts his mistake about his illicit connections with a woman outside his marriage. So anyway, question arises, is it really worth, is this kind of freedom is really worth, which is spoiling our life, spoiling our physical health? A person is engaging in different kinds of sinful activities, karmic reactions, so many things. So actually, this kind of freedom is actually not freedom. Regulation does not mean no freedom. Actually, it helps us to attain real freedom. That we have to understand clearly. Our scriptures are not given by ordinary person. These are given by God himself. And God is asking us, Bhagwan hame aise niyam bata rahe hain jisse ki hum log अपनी लाइफ में रेगुलेट कर सकते हैं अपनी लाइफ में. सो क्वेश्चन अराइजेस, इफ वी रिस्ट्रेन अवर सेल्फ विथ सो मेनी थिंग्स, हाउ आई एम गोइंग टू कंट्रोल माय सेंसेस, आई एम गोइंग टू कंट्रोल माय माइंड, आई कैन नॉट कंट्रोल लाइक दिस इफ आई डोंट हैव दिस एंगेजमेंट्स. सो कृष्णा गिव्स अ वेरी नाइस इंटरेस्टिंग सोल्यूशन टू अवर प्रॉब्लम्स. ही सेज, विषया विनिवर्तन्ते निराहरस्य देहिना रसावर्जम रसोपियस्य परम दृष्ट्वा निवर्तते. कृष्णा सेज, द एम्बॉडीड सोल मे बी रिस्ट्रिक्टेड फ्रॉम सेंस एंजॉयमेंट दो द टेस्ट फॉर सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स रिमेन्स बट सीजिंग सच एंगेजमेंट बाय एक्सपीरियंसिंग हायर टेस्ट इज फिक्स्ड इन कॉन्शियसनेस. सो व्हाट कृष्णा इज ट्राइंग टू एक्सप्लेन, वी मे रिस्ट्रिक्ट अवर सेंसेस फ्रॉम ऑल द सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज. But if we don't have higher engagements for our senses, it is very difficult to control our senses. बहुत मुश्किल अपनी इंद्रियों को रोकना अगर हमारे इंद्रियों के लिए कोई हायर एंगेजमेंट नहीं. एग्जाम्पल क्या है? सपोज देर इज अ बेगर हु इज सिटिंग इन सम स्ट्रीट एंड यू गो देर एंड दिस बेगर हैज नॉट ईटन एनीथिंग फ्रॉम द मॉर्निंग. He is hungry from the morning. And then in the evening, he got something to eat, some dry chapatis he got to eat. So when he was about to eat those dry chapatis, you went there and you snatched those chapatis from his hand. Then what will happen? This beggar will become angry with you. How can you take these chapatis from my hand? But suppose, instead of giving back those dry chapatis, you give him a nice, you know, plate of rajbhog. Rajbhog means there are different varieties of foodstuffs, different varieties of delicious items, and which are arranged in a plate, and you offer that person, that beggar, a big feast of different varieties of foods, then definitely that beggar will not ask for those dry chapatis. Similarly, Krishna is actually offering us a higher level of happiness, which is called spiritual happiness. These activities, which are called illicit sex, meat eating, they may give us some temporary material happiness. But the real happiness, what we are searching for, is unlimited happiness, which can come only by our spiritual engagement. So ultimately, it is mentioned Bhagavatam, Rishabhdev, one of the exalted, Vaishnava, actually is incarnation of Krishna. He says, Nayam Dehu Deha Bhajam Niloke Kashtan Kaman Arhate Vidbhujam Ye Tapo Divyam Putra Ka Yena Sattvam Shuddhe Jasmat Brahma Sakya Tavanantam. So Rishabhdev was a king. He was incarnation of Krishna and he had 100 sons. And he was instructing his sons about the goal of life. So he says, my dear sons, there is no reason to labor very hard for sense pleasure. While in this human form life, such pleasures are available to the stool eaters, hogs. Hogs means animals. Animals also, they run behind sense pleasures. There are no restrictions for animals. They can do all the sinful activities and there is no reaction for them. Rather, you should undergo penances in this life by which your existence will be purified and as a result, you will be able to enjoy unlimited transcendental bliss. So, if we really want real satisfaction of our senses, if we really want to control our senses, then we have to seek some higher pleasure, spiritual pleasure in our life. Because there is no concept of controlling the senses. Your senses are seeking for happiness. You have to give them happiness. If you don't give them material happiness, you have to give them spiritual happiness. So, right now, material happiness, we have seen, is not going to help us. Material happiness is a cause for misery, actually. So, Rishabhdev says that if we undergo little austerity in our life initially, then that austerity will help us to purify our life, purify our activities, purify our desires, purify our inner self. And if we are able to purify our inner self, our soul, from all these contaminating thoughts, desires, then we will be able to experience higher happiness, higher level of pleasures, which our scriptures are offering. So, Rishabhdev kya batate hain? कि अगर हम लोग शास्त्र को फॉलो करेंगे और कुछ रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस फॉलो करेंगे देन आवर एग्जिस्टेंस विल गेट प्यूरिफाइड एंड देन वी कैन एक्सपीरियंस रियल हैप्पीनेस व्हाट कृष्णा इज ऑफरिंग टू अस व्हिच इज कॉल्ड स्पिरिचुअल हैप्पीनेस एंड व्हेन वी गेट स्पिरिचुअल हैप्पीनेस इट बिकम्स वेरी इजी फॉर अस टू कंट्रोल अवर सेंसेस एंड माइंड बिकॉज वी नीड समथिंग इट इज नॉट दैट अवर लाइफ इज फुल ऑफ वॉयडनेस नथिंग इज देयर So, like that, we have to search for real happiness, and that happiness we can attain if we follow these simple restrictions which I mentioned today. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. If we do these things and if we engage our mind in spiritual activities like chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, reading Bhagavad Gita on a regular basis, then you will see slowly, slowly our existence will get purified and we will be able to experience real happiness. But suppose we are taking spiritual inputs, we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are reading Bhagavad Gita, while simultaneously we are committing simple activities. So it is just like you are trying to fill a bucket, but the bucket has a lot of holes. So you will never see a bucket is getting filled with water, because water will keep flowing out from the holes of the bucket. So like that, if you really want to make spiritual advancement, the first thing is, we have to avoid these four sinful activities if we are engaged in any of them. And we have to engage ourselves in some positive activities. We have to give some positive input. What is that? We have to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We have to read Bhagavad Gita. We have to attend classes like this. We have to take association of devotees. More we associate with devotees, more we take association of the books, chanting. This association will purify our existence and we lose taste for all these sinful activities. We'll develop high taste. That is what Krishna is offering to us. So in summary, scriptural regulations are meant to guide us to lead a more meaningful life and enjoy real freedom. They are actually not restricting us. Regulative principles given by great acharyas are meant to help us in achieving real and lasting happiness. Because by committing sinful activities, you cannot be happy, which we can see in this world. People are committing sinful activities and they're going through more miseries. Okay, so now I will take some questions. So we have some question chat box, but before that, you can raise your hands and I would like to take questions, those who are trying to raise their hands. Yes, Ashwara ji.
So basically, I think we were talking about intoxication.
Hmm.
And the pillar shatters.
Hmm.
So intoxication could not necessarily be tangible, no? Matlab, kuch intangible bhi to ho sakta hai. Like, let's just say, for example, there are people who probably aise, could be following, you know, these rules and regulations. And yet, you know, they could be intoxicated with something, or they could be doing something or the other that is wrong. So how about those people? Like, how does it work for them?
No, first of all, we have to understand there is no shortcut in our spiritual life. If we say, no, wo aise bhi kar rahe hain, aur wo intoxication bhi kar rahe hain, spiritual life bhi follow kar rahe hain. So as I've shown you this, you know, bucket, correct? Like a bucket which is having holes, they will never make advancement. They will never see change in their life. Please understand. If we really want to see any tangible change in the life of a person, that change will be there only when a person follows the rules and regulations. I'm not saying from the very first day we'll start following. Please understand. Right now we have just entered, we are trying to enter into the nursery class of spiritual life. So nursery class student may break some principles, he may fall down, again he may get up, again he is trying, he will struggle initially, that is okay. But our intentions should be clear. My goal should
like
be clear.
Example,
yes.
So what, so if it's like this person who is very intoxicated by the power or the freedom, you know, that is given to this person. And at the same time, this person is very strictly following all these four rules, no meat eating, no alcohol, no illicit sex, and the fourth one as well. So, and there is another person who is probably, you know, somewhere, somewhat there, and is, but has clear intentions. So I think the person who has clear intentions and is on his or her way towards spiritual advancement, I think, is in a better place? Is it?
No, first of all, we have to understand this world is a very complicated world. Here, people project something and they are something else inside. This is also another problem in this world. Just like we see a lot of politicians, you know, they project themselves in a different way, as if they are very simple and they care for everyone, all those things. But most of the politicians are actually concerned about their positions, their power. They are not concerned about people. That is why they project themselves in a different way. They work very hard to project in a certain way. to the outside world so that people give them votes. Similarly, in our life also, people are not transparent today. People project in a different way. What is the real personality? They only know. That is why there are so many psychiatric cases. Because you cannot sustain like this for a long time. If you project yourself something else and you are something else inside, that will not go for a long time. So we have to understand there are laws of nature which are working. If we are not following these rules and regulations, externally, we can project ourselves to be very simple person, very clean person, very religious person, charitable person, all those things externally we can show to the people, but internally we know who we are. So if we really want to bring that internal change, that change will happen when we follow these rules and regulations. There is no shortcut in spiritual life. You cannot say, oh, he's doing intoxication also. He's doing meat eating and he's such a nice person. No. That even if he's projecting like that, that will not go on for a long time. People project like that, correct? You see a lot of people, they follow a lot of etiquettes and good manners, everything, and they're eating meat and everything. But real check comes when they have to face some test in their life, when their senses are agitated, when there is some disturbance in their life, how they react to those situations. That is a real test of a person, correct? If you really want to test spirituality of a person, you check his tolerance, how much he can tolerate adverse situations. People, they may show off, but when adverse situations will come in their life, they will not be able to tolerate those situations if he's not a spiritually advanced person. Okay, anybody else who like to ask some questions? And it would be nice if you can keep your video camera on when you're asking questions. While raising your hands. Okay, so we will go through the chat box. How do we justify killing plants as even they have life? Yes, a nice question. So we have to understand, definitely, when we talk about meat eating, we are specifically talking about killing animals, even other jivas also, that is correct. But plants, we kill them. First of all, we have to understand that there is different level of consciousness in different living entities. Human beings, as compared to animals, their level of consciousness is more than animals. Similarly, animals, the level of consciousness they have is much more than plants and trees they have. So the pain a living entity goes through also depends on the level of consciousness. So because plants have the lowest level of consciousness, so they don't go through the kind of pain like animals go through, like human beings go through. That is one point. But then how we can kill the plants? So we have to understand, scripture says that jivo jivase jivanam. There is a food chain which is created by the Lord, and all living entities are dependent on other living entities for their food, for their this thing. Now when we kill any plants, definitely there is sinful reaction. It is not that we are bereft of sinful reaction when we're killing plants. But when we kill plants for our food, there is a concept of offering that food to the Lord. As I've explained in the karma this thing presentation, there is something, the concept of offering food to the Lord. When we offer that food to the Lord, which is again Lord has mentioned what to offer. Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, yome bhakta prachiti. Krishna says only this category of food you have to offer to me. You cannot offer me meat products. So when we offer that food, which is authorized by Lord as our food, that food becomes free from all karmic reactions. And eating plants, it means we are eating food which is in sattva-guna. Eating animals is a food which is in passion, mode of passion. This topic we will discuss later on. There are three modes. I will not go into details. But point here is that human beings are meant to eat vegetarian food, and there is definitely killing. Killing is happening everywhere. But when we offer that food to the Lord, we become free from all karmic reactions. That is understanding we have to see. And again, level of consciousness that is also there. That degree of pain animals go through, That is not the case with plants, I mean. But yes, if we see in our scriptures, in Varnashram system, earlier in a Vedic culture, there was a section of society where people were not even killing any plants and this thing. Those who are highly advanced spiritualists, they take fruits which have fallen from the trees. They don't even pluck the fruits from the trees. Fruits which have fallen from the trees, where there is no killing, nothing, no harm to the plants and trees. Those fruits only they take. That is a higher level of consciousness which people, you know, used to maintain. Of course, today it may not be possible for a person to live only on, you know, survive on fruits, and fruits also which are not plucked, they have fallen from the trees like that. So definitely, if we can practice that level of austerity, that is also there. But right now, we have to understand, when we offer that food to the Lord, there is no reaction. Was polygamy acceptable before, as some of the characters in Mahabharata, etc., have two or more wives? Yes, polygamy was allowed because earlier the male members, most of them used to practice brahmacharya and sannyas ashram in Gurukul system. So because the female population is always more than the male population, so this polygamy was allowed, especially for the Kshatriyas kings, because they were able to maintain this many number of wives nicely, properly, give them proper respect. All these things were allowed like that time. But again, it was not an illicit connection like that. It was a proper marriage system. They used to get married properly as per the scriptures. That was a scenario at that time. When you refer to marriage, do you mean legally or the way the Hindu weddings are performed, taking feras around Agni? You know, definitely I'm talking about as per the scriptures. Actually, this process is called Viva Yajna. Viva Yajna has to be performed. Then only a person is considered to be married. This court marriage is not as per the scriptures. This is not a bona fide system. If gambling is not a practice, but if someone indulges in it as once of fun activity, not as an addiction, is it justified? Actually, everything starts with little. Every intoxication, if you see, starts with a little activity. People, those who are addicted to intoxication, if you ask them, you know, at that time when you started off these activities, it was like you were like serious about this intoxication. All they will say, no, we started as a fun activity. Just, you know, we were there with our friends and we started off. So like that, gambling also, initially it may appear to be like a fun activity, but slowly, slowly, this will become addiction for anybody who is involved in this activity. So we have to avoid completely why these things are required. These are not necessary for our life. We can all survive without all these four sinful activities. So why we need these things? Stock trading can be done for investment. How is that viewed in Dharma? So stock trading can be allowed if the... Again, you know, stock trading is of different levels. I'm not an expert person in stock trading, but I can tell you this thing. There should be no anxiety involved in that activity. If there is anxiety and there is a lot of investment, then we are trapped in gambling. Gambling means anxiety. If there is no anxiety, nothing is involved, then that activity is not under gambling. God made everyone. How is LGBT viewed in scriptures? So LGBT is actually a result of sinful reaction. When a person, a jiva is very sinful, they take birth in this category of LGBT. So there is a reference in scriptures when Brahma ji created his entire creation, there was a set of sinful living entities who are in this category. And some of them, they started chasing Brahma himself because he was a male like that. There is a description in Bhagavatam. So those who have committed a lot of sinful activities, a lot of like sinful reactions are there, then generally they are given birth in these categories. Why is Lord Shiva associated with smoking cannabis and drinking bhang, etc.? Please clarify this, there is a lot of confusion. First of all, we have to understand when we talk about personalities like Lord Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu, they are not ordinary living entities like us. There is one pastime in which Lord Shiva drank entire ocean of poison. and nothing happened to him. If we drink one drop of poison, we'll die. So Lord Shiva, now question arises, why he has taken this mood of smoking? Correct? He take all this, generally people imitate him, drinking, bhang, all these things. Lord Shiva is actually expansion of Vishnu. Now Lord Shiva has come in a very special mood. What is that? Lord Shiva is trying to liberate very sinful living entities. What happens to sinful living entities? They don't get next body, cross body, and they live as ghost spirits like that. So sinful living entity, they don't get gross body in the next life. So Lord Shiva is trying to liberate all the sinful living entities. But now all these ghost spirits, they reside in a place where there is tamasik, tamoguna, means it's a place which is having a lot of tamoguna. If you go to temples which are having a lot of sattoguna, their ghost cannot survive. Ghosts live in a place which is a lot of having sinful activities. So Lord Shiva, because he has to interact with all these, you know, sinful living entities, he generally intentionally comes into tamoguna. That is why he, you know, applies ashes on his body, snakes are there, and he remains in tamoguna because he is trying to liberate these living entities. But that does not mean that Shiva gets, you know, he becomes complicated in these activities. He gets disturbed by all the sinful activities. No, Lord Shiva is not disturbed by all these activities. He is undisturbed. Whatever he does, he can drink entire ocean of poison, nothing will happen to him. Because his body is not like us. He is not an ordinary human being like us. He is a very exalted personality. Just like sun. Sun can absorb water from any, you know, place, any filthy place, but sun will never get, you know, become dirty. There will be no impact on sun. Similarly, Lord Shiva, he is not an ordinary person like us. We have to understand first thing. Second thing is, he has taken that mood so that he can interact with his ghostly spirit, sinful living entity, and liberate them. That is the only mood Lord Shiva has. Otherwise, he is a Param Vaishnava. He is a pure devotee. Actually, we have to understand. So when we are trying to see activities of exalted personalities like Lord Shiva, Krishna, Vishnu, we should understand, we should not imitate them, we should follow them. So when we follow instruction of Lord Shiva, we will understand what is the level of Lord Shiva's spiritual advancement. He is not an ordinary person like us. Some of our gods had few wives. How is this explained? Gods had few wives. Again, when we talk about, you know, devtas, Shiva, Vishnu, we have to understand they are on a different level altogether. Even though they may appear like they are engaged in some sinful activities, but actually those activities are not sinful for them. Then there is no impact on their personality, on their nature. But if we do all these things, there is a lot of impact on our personality. And they do for a certain reason. Why Lord Shiva has taken that mood of tamoguna? Because he is trying to interact with all these ghostly spirits. They cannot interact with Vishnu directly. So Vishnu has come in the mood of Lord Shiva in a tamoguna and he is trying to liberate them. Aghori eat meat and Shiva is also called an Aghori. Can you explain if that is acceptable? See, Aghori means they do all these sinful activities because they want to get some siddhis. There are a lot of mystic powers which you can attain. But for that, you have to engage in some, you know, sinful activities like this. But these things are not recommended for us because like Ramana also had some siddhis, but he was a, you know, demon. So demons also have mystic powers. Mystic powers have no use in our spiritual life. So ideally, a devotee never aspires for this all kinds of siddhis or material powers. These material powers are there just to bewilder people. You know, they can create fire out of anywhere. They can convert anything to gold. And they want to have a lot of people following them. So they show all the siddhis to people. But to get this siddhi is a very sinful process. So this is like black magic. If you know about black magic, is also there. So these things are not recommended for somebody who's trying to make spiritual advancement. Can we offer prasad to Lord Krishna if it has onion garlic? No, we cannot offer onion garlic. Again, onion garlic comes in the category of tamoguna, tamasik, which is not good for our spiritual health. Did Lord Shiva create Lord Brahma and Vishnu? No. Brahma is a Jiva Tattva and Vishnu is incarnation of Krishna. Lord Shiva is a expansion of Vishnu. This is the understanding here. So initially Krishna expanded himself as Vishnu, and then Vishnu created Brahma, again another set of Vishnu and Shiva. Shiva is expansion of Vishnu. Is social drinking is considered sinful due to addiction? How is polygamy not sinful? See, we have to understand polygamy is allowed under system of marriage, yajna. And in polygamy also we have to understand this indulgence of men and women under the system of marriage is prescribed under a lot of rules and regulations which were there earlier. Now if we see in Kali Yuga, in this Yuga, even this polygamy is also not allowed in that sense, because people don't follow any rules and regulations in this Kali Yuga. So these things were there for earlier other yugas. Like sannyasa is also forbidden in Kali Yuga because people cannot practice sannyasa. They cannot practice rules and regulations of sannyasa ashram. So social drinking considered to be sinful because drinking has direct impact on your consciousness. Intoxication spoils your consciousness. There is no austerity which is left in a person. So polygamy is not sinful because it is again under the system of Viva Yajna. There are some restrictions which are followed in even marriage system. Marriage is only for begetting children. Marriage is not for exploitation or enjoyment which people see today. This marriage is considered to be a very sacred system which was only meant for begetting children who can actually make spiritual advancement. Today, this concept of youngsters going for abortion pills and all these things, these are all artificial. This is not as per the nature. Nature has created a system where marriage was only meant for begetting children, not for any other means. So when we break the laws of nature, then it becomes sinful. Then we have to suffer. Okay, so I think we are done with the session. So today the time is up. So we will chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra next time. But I request all the devotees to every day chant one mala of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which takes hardly 10 minutes of your day. I will try to share one audio track in the group, which you can play while chanting. And this will actually help us to improve our consciousness. And of course, I've also shared one link of Bhagavad Gita. So if possible, you can also purchase this book of Bhagavad Gita and start reading on a regular basis. If you have any questions, you can ask in these classes. Okay, so thank you so much for coming. Will we have more sessions, please? Yes, we are going to have every Sunday sessions like this. So again, till the point all of you are interested, we'll continue our sessions. When the attendance will go down, then we'll see what to do. Okay, thank you very much for coming. Hare Krishna.